This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, I just want to, you know what, hop up on the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, lots going on up there. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. And just get involved. Answer the poll. Give me your email address. Whole bunch of stuff going on up there. So, earlier, we heard about Katie Couric. And a Second Amendment, a gun rights, but I don't care what you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. She was part of a documentary, if you would. And this is nothing, you know, as you hear some of the old timers talk in the journalism business, they say this is nothing new. That this has been going on for years, 60 Minutes and all of that. 2020, they all have creative cutting going on, if you would. But the gun rights groups actually speaks out and says that they are that they were edited, creatively edited, to make it look like they were dumbfounded over questions she asked. I'm going to play that for you. This is a courtesy of our friends over at USA Radio, USA News. Let's see if I can do something with this.
The fallout continues on former NBC anchor Katie Couric after it was found she deceptively edited an interview in her anti-gun documentary to make members of the Virginia Citizens Defense League appear they refused to answer a question they actually answered. USA Radio News spoke with the head of the VCDL, Philip Van Cleve, who said legal action because of Couric's deception is not out of the question.
This went beyond the pale. We feel it damaged the reputation of the group. You know, looking at that, you'd think we were a bunch of idiots, couldn't answer a simple question, just sat there staring and looking down at the floor embarrassed that we couldn't answer the question when that was not the case at all.
Van Cleve said Couric spent 2 hours interviewing him alone but didn't use any of the footage in the film because Van Cleve thinks it didn't fit her anti-gun narrative.
Isn't that perfect? And if you saw the clip, or any part of the clip, you'd know exactly what we're talking about. And then when the director of the film responded on Fox News, to many news sources, she said that the reason she did that was to give people a moment to think themselves about what it would be like if there were no... If there were no background checks, and that's not at all what took place. It's not at all what it was about. She made them look like fools. She made them. I mean, if you see the clip, they're looking around like they're confused. Now, the gun rights group that smeared, what was the name of the group? Called Under the Gun, and they're speaking out about the incident. I'm sorry. The movie's called Under the Gun. The group is called the Virginia Citizens Defense League. So check them out. Help them where you can. There is an unedited audio of the interview. And they used that to prove that they were deceived, that people were deceived. That the group was purposely, that clip was purposely edited to make them look like idiots. Now, the audio of the interview shows not only did the members of the VCDL respond, But multiple members provided lengthy answers to the question. They went beyond the pale, Van Cleave told the radio source. We feel this damages the reputation of the group. Looking at the video, you would think that we were a bunch of idiots. You heard him just say that. They were just sat there staring at the floor like they didn't have an answer for this very logical question. Now, Van Cleave, who said that the group has a policy of speaking to all press because it's a major way to get their messages to the public, added that, of course, deception is not the first time a reporter has tried to smear the group, only to have an unedited recording expose the truth. And you're seeing this happen more and more. You know, you see more and more groups going in for interviews, and they take their own crew with them. If I was interviewed, I'd go ahead and I'd bring my phone, and I would record the interview as well. He goes on to say, we had a case where a reporter totally twisted my words, Van Cleave said. A paper called The Virginian Pilot, or The Reporter, made it sound like I was anti-police. She really twisted my words badly. Unfortunately for her, I had the audio, and I posted it on our website, and let our members listen to the audio, and then read her article. People were furious. I don't blame them. We need to do this because, you know, it used to be we could trust the journalists. They had integrity. Not anymore. Those days are long gone. And those people who basically lied on Van Cleave, what did they do? They never apologized. They kind of let it down. They ignored it for about a week. And that was it. And apparently the reporter was shortly thereafter let go. Because she never wrote another story. They never heard from her again. Now, what should we do to Couric? I mean, seriously. She knew what she was doing, and she's proud of the piece? What does that tell you about her? These people are always proud. when they get away with lying, when they get away with stealing, or the whole nine yards. Right? There's nothing to slow them down. There's nothing to get in their way because it doesn't bother them. They don't care. I don't know. I look at this stuff and it floors me on a regular basis. I don't know how people do it. Here's a good one too. I won't get through it, but we'll at least get it started. The Portland School Board, they're banned climate change denying material. In other words, you can't even bring any other side of the story. I'm Joe Bacito, your host. You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver. The number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. I think you are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do, please get involved in the conversation. I mean that sincerely. Hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up on the website. And you can get involved in the conversation. That's the biggest part of it. I want you involved in the conversation, whether it's via the chat room, whether it's via the, I don't know, whatever, by sending me emails or what have you. At least you're involved in doing something. So we get back to the story. The Portland School Board is going to ban climate change denying materials, which I think is kind of funny. So we've got materials that will tell you that maybe it's not as true, maybe it's not as set in stone, maybe it's not as scientific as you thought it was. And here's another point of view, and they say, no way, no how. It's almost like evolution, right? Somehow somebody out of one of the books I was looking at on high school campuses, they've dropped the word theory, when in reality, in the true meaning of the word, it is a theory of evolution. You can't prove it. There's too many missing links. There's too many holes. And even scientists admit there's too many holes. So and environmental groups say that the science is clear, so textbooks should be too. We'll have nothing of the kind when it comes to any kind of climate change denying. So in a move spearheaded by the environmentalists, the Portland Public Schools, come on, give me a break, right, Oregon? The only thing I can't get out of my head is the state that brought you nude bicycle riding. Anyway, the board unanimously approved a resolution aimed at eliminating doubt of climate change. You can't bring anything into a school, into a public school now in Oregon. I'm sorry, the Portland Public Schools. I don't want to taint all of Oregon. That says anything about climate change being questionable, man-made climate change being questionable. It's unacceptable that we have textbooks in our schools. I love this. I love these nut jobs when they do this. My way is the right way, and I don't care what science says or doesn't say. It's unacceptable that we have textbooks in our schools that spread doubt among the human causes and urgency of the crisis, said Lincoln High School student Gabby Lemieux at a board testimony. Climate education is not a niche or a specialization. It is the minimum requirement for my generation to be successful in our changing world. Boy, she has drank the Obama Kool-Aid, huh? Hook, line, and sinker. Because we can change it, right? And we're going to change this. The fact that the Earth has gone through these cycles over, if you believe the Earth is billions of years old, it's done it over the billion years, it's done it over the millions of years, and even the thousands of years that we have history on, it's done it. I'm not going to go through it all again because we've already done it on the show. We've had colder winters, hotter summers on record. Was it climate change then? Right? We're talking the poles, you know, talking about all the ice that melted. Well, you know, NASA's proved that they're wrong. There is a lot more ice today than there was a couple of years ago. So we're heading in the opposite direction. We can't be melting. We've done the Earth Day reports where there were about like 15 different predictions of how they've been changed over the years. So this is not an exact science. It's not settled, and it's not real. Now, the resolution passed Tuesday evening calls for the school district to get rid of textbooks or other materials that cast doubt on whether climate change is occurring and that the activity of human beings is responsible. The resolution also directs the superintendent and staff to develop an implementation plan for curriculum and education opportunities that address climate change and climate justice in all Portland schools. This is where your money's going. If you're in Portland, isn't this great? No, come on, think about it. Isn't this wonderful? So your tax dollars is going into throwing away books and bringing books in where science is not settled. That list of scientists, and I want you to think about this. We've done these stories before. That so many scientists in these in the colleges, they're threatened, and because we haven't seen Obama do this before, they're threatened with loss of federal funding if they say anything negative about climate change. But we've never seen that happen before, have we? All right, let me calm down. Bill Bigelow, a former Portland public school teacher, and he's the current editor of Rethinking Schools, an online magazine devoted to education issues, worked with 350 PDX and other environmental groups to present the resolution. A lot of the text materials are kind of thick with the language of doubt. And obviously the science says otherwise, Bigelow says. Not true. Accusing the publisher industry to bowing to pressure from fossil fuel companies. We don't want kids in Portland learning material courtesy of the fossil fuel industry. In board testimony, Bigelow said that the PPS science textbooks are littered with words like might, may, or could. So? No, really. If we go back and find, if I went back and found the stories from 1970, I think, what was the first Earth Day? 70-something, whatever it was, early 70s? And all those things. Remember, New York was going to be underwater, right? There was all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Well, none of that's happened. None of it. Now, for your religious people in the Old Testament, when a prophet spoke and it didn't come to pass, you stoned them to death. And I'm not talking about with a joint either. It's really that simple. He goes on to say the carbon dioxide emissions from motor vehicles, power plants, and other sources may contribute to a global warming. He quotes physical science published by Pearson as saying, this is a section that could be written by the Exxon Public Relations Group. Right? Because he said it may contribute, but that's a true statement. It may contribute. We don't know. And again, the things that they say was going to come to pass, the things they said this was going to do, it didn't do. Bigelow is also the co-author of a textbook, gee, there's a shock, on environmental education, a people's curriculum for the earth. He asked if the resolution will cause the district to buy new textbooks, such as his book. Now, Bigelow said that Rethinking Schools, his book, the book that he wrote, is a nonprofit, and it's not a moneymaker. Well, define what that means. Because, you know, these guys, you know, they're always so truthful. Bigelow said the district already had climate change literacy and curriculum, such as Sunnyside Environmental School. And he wants the knowledge to spread. You know, I'd like to spread his knowledge, seriously. School board member Mike Rosen introduced the resolution. He also leads the NW Eco Literacy Collaborative. So, you want to talk about conflicts of interest? Seriously. Where are you parents when I need you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I don't know.
No comment.
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you aboard. There are no free rides, people. I know you'd like to think there are, but there are. See, that was the Edgar Winter Band, right? And they did Free Ride and Frankenstein. And I think they knew it was coming. They knew that if they gave out free rides here in the country, if people try to jump on the free bandwagon, it would be a nightmare. A Frankenstein nightmare. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see. What was I talking about? My God. I'm not too swift, apparently. So we are Portland's the school board, who's banning climate change. Right? Not banning climate change. I'm sorry. You can't bring in any materials. There can't be any books that use the words might, may, could when it comes to climate change. Because they are so sure that they got it down. And they don't have it down. They really don't. Even scientists say they don't have it down. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow. This stuff just freaks me out. It freaks me out that grown people... People with with an IQ number that has two digits in it can't figure this out. Now, the two things that bother me is that Bigelow, the teacher that is pushing this, he has a book about climate change out that he's trying to get the district to use. And one of the school board members, Mike Rosen, who introduced the legislation or the resolution, he also leads a group called the Northwest Eco-Literacy Collaborative, a project guess what they're focused on. I'll give you 12 guesses. Your first 15 don't count. A project focused on environmental curriculum standards. Wow, talk about a conflict of interest, right? He said, I've become concerned about the ability to make progress and not have a conflict with being a school board member, Rosen said, noting that he is now instead working part-time for the Audubon Society. There's no conflict there either, is there? He said, I don't want there to be a conflict between my school board work and the nonprofit that I hit up. And so, hey, this is great. Between these two guys, they know everything about climate change, and it shouldn't be a problem, right? This is what I keep telling you. This is why I keep telling you. You have to get involved in your kids' education. You have to get involved in your kids' school. You have to be engaged with what your kids are doing. Excuse me, doing. Oh, it's so irritating. So, I'm gonna hit this article that is, let's see, it's from March 19th, 2013. Now, at first I was just going to start to read it, but I want you to see that, with the exception of Obama, everybody knew what was going to happen in the Middle East. So, Elliot Cohen wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal. Back in 2013, he said, Americans' withdrawal and the global disorder. As Obama ends U.S. security guarantees, nuclear weapons and violence will spread. 2013, this is a writer for the Wall Street Journal. Obama couldn't see this. Too dull to figure. He has some of the best, or probably I would say he has the best military advisors around him. Right? This was a time when he wasn't reading the briefings. I don't know if he still is or is not reading the briefings. The writer goes on to say, since the days of the Monroe Doctrine, America's foreign policy has rested on a global system of explicit or implicit commitments to use military power to guarantee the interests of U.S. and its allies. All right, I personally don't have a problem with that. The current administration has chosen to reduce, limit, or underfund those commitments, and the results which may begin to see before President Obama's term ends will be disastrous. Wow. His crystal ball must have worked great, huh? But he wasn't the only one saying this. There were others around Mr. Oblamo saying the same thing. Some of America's commitments are enshrined in treaties, such as Article 5 of the North Atlantic Treaty, which says of NATO's 28 member countries that an armed attack against one or more of them in Europe or North America shall be considered an attack against them all. Now, other commitments are less formal. The U.S. has no defense treaty with Israel. But, repeated presidential declarations, including those Mr. Obama will make during his trip next week. Right? Some commitments are moral and humanitarian, such as a responsibility to protect that led American decision-makers racked with guilt over the Rwanda massacres of 1994. To intervene in Yugoslav Civil War in 1998, all amount to a web of obligations that have been central to the American role in World War II. See, again, I don't have a problem with us being the world's police as long as it's for the right causes. When people know that that somebody's being protected by someone with a big stick, they're less likely to attack. And look what's happening now. We're seeing it happen now. Over the past 4 years, the U.S. has scaled down its presence. Now, this is in 2013. This writer is seeing this back then. The U.S. has scaled down its presence and ambitions and promises overseas. Mr. Obama has announced the end of the early 21st century wars, though in truth the conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere are merely shifting to the new, not necessarily less vicious, phases. He has refrained from issuing unambiguous threats to the hostile states, such as Iran. Wow. Iran was a hostile state in 2013? Who knew? Most of these countries were engaged in nasty behavior with the U.S. I mean, some of his staff, you know, the book that was written and others, calling him leading from behind. Now, he's reduced the U.S. military budget and is willing to cut more. Remember the stories from 2013? His preferred use of force when dealing with terrorists is a protracted campaign of assassination by drone strike, which he says has succeeded fabulously, yet which curiosity requires indefinite expansion. So it's so great, it's working so well, that they have to expand it to get their targets. In Mr. Obama's second term, the limits of such withdrawal from conventional military commitments will be tested. And East Asia and assertive China has bullied the Philippines, with which the U.S. has a 61-year-old defense pact, over the islands. And China has pressed its claim on Japan, a 53-year-old defense pact, over the Senkaku Islands. One of the two. It doesn't matter. So basically, China is building, they're building islands. You guys know that? They're building these islands. They don't exist. They're barely sandbars out there. And what they did was they came in, or they have come in, and they have built, you know, around them. They're digging sand and dirt and what have you from below the sea, and they're building islands. And then they're claiming those islands, which puts them right around the corner from the Philippines, puts them right around the corner from Japan. And then they're going to try to claim that you're in their territorial waters when we pass those islands. At stake are territorial waters, mineral resources, symbols of China's drive, and an outburst of national egotism. Yet when Shinzo Abe, the new prime minister of the understandably anxious Japan, traveled to Washington in February of 2013, he didn't get the unambiguous White House backing of Japan's sovereignty that an ally of longstanding deserves and needs. This president, the only groups he gets behind are our enemies. The only groups he pledges allegiance to, the only groups he promises to defend and protect, are our enemies. Now, I know some of you can say, well, he never came out and said he's going to defend and protect Cuba, defend and protect Iran. Well, actually, yes, he did. When you look at the Cuban, the agreement with Iran, we're supposed to protect them if anybody attacks. We're supposed to get involved with them and protect them if anybody comes after them. So what if they attack Israel and Israel goes after them? Are we bound to protect them from Israel? I'm just asking. I'm not smart enough to figure it out on my own. In Europe, an oil-rich Russia is rebuilding its conventional arsenal while modernizing, as China and Pakistan are doing the same. 2013. This writer, this journalist, figured this out in 2013. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. What is this, Find Waldo in the chat room? Although I don't think we don't have a Waldo. We have a Bill. I almost called them Huey, Louie, and Dewey, but what are they there? Dot. Wacko, Yakko, and Dot. And Gumby. And his baby brother. Anyhow, I am Joe Mazzucchi. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe. And you don't even know what I'm talking about unless you watch live. So anyhow, I want to get right back to this. If you want to find out more about me, you want to find out more about the show, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll there. There's a gazillion and seven things you can do there up on the website. Now, we were talking about an article that was written in 2013. And it was written by Elliot Cohen. He's and about how 2013 now. Stay with me. March of 2013. That was over three years ago. And he wrote about the American withdrawal and global disorder that would happen. if America didn't keep its role in the Middle East, if it didn't keep its role in foreign policy. And El Presidente Oblemo, he has decided he knows better than everybody, and he was going to fix it. Remember, he was going to fix our relationships in the Middle East? He was going to fix our relationships in Europe? Yeah, well, he did. In Europe, an oil-rich Russia is rebuilding its conventional arsenal while modernizing, as have China and Pakistan, as I said, its nuclear arsenal. So as we are ripping things apart, ripping things down, this is why if Trump is telling us the truth, if Trump can do what he says he can do, I want him in there. I don't want another Hillary Clinton ripping the military. She can't stand the military. Either one of the Clintons. First thing Billy Boy did was go in there and start cutting the military. Did a whole story around that. Billions of dollars. And back then, that was big money. Now it's cookie jar money for us. And right, if you think about what Russia's been doing, it's been menacing its Eastern Europe neighbors, including those like Poland, that have offered to host elements of a NATO missile defense system. They're doing that so they can protect Europe. In 2012, Russia then Chief of General Staff General Nikolai Makarov declared a decision to use destructive force preemptively, and it'll be taken if the situation worsens. This would be the same Russia that has attempted to dismember its neighbor Georgia and now has a docile Russophile billionaire, Prime Minister Bidzina, and I'm the John Smith, Ivanishvili. I have a trouble with Smith, let alone these names. To supplement the bulky, independent-minded government loyal to President Mikhail Saakashvili. In the Persian Gulf, American policy was laid down by Jimmy Carter in his 1980 State of the Union address with what became the Carter Doctrine, an attempt by outside forces to gain control of the Persian Gulf region, will be regarded as an assault on the vital interests of the United States of America. And such an assault will be repelled by any means necessary, including military force. America's Gulf allies may not have treaties to rely upon, but they do have decades of promises and the evidence of two wars that the U.S. would stand by them. Today they wait for the long promise by President Obama and George W. nuclear disarmament of a revolutionary Iran government that has been relentless in its effort to intimidate and subvert Iran's neighbors. Did you catch that? He wrote this in 13. Right, today we're waiting for the long promised by Presidents Obama and George Bush nuclear disarmament of a revolutionary Iranian government. And then what happened? 3 years later, what happened? 2.5 years later, really. Americans take for granted the world is in which they grew up, a world in which, for better or worse, the U.S. was the ultimate security guarantor of scores of states and countries. Whether you like it or not, again, I go back to what I said in the beginning. People did not invade countries. People did not cause major league problems overseas because they didn't want to have to deal with us. Whether you like it or not, they didn't want to have to deal with us. He goes on again, the article written in 2013. He goes on to say that we are informed by many politicians and commentators that we are wary of those burdens, though what we should be wary of, given that our children aren't conscripted and our taxes aren't being raised in order to pay for those wars, is unclear. Now, the irony here is in 2013, a writer and others saw what was happening overseas, saw how America was withdrawing, saw what the troubles that it was going to be causing. And El Presidente has said nothing, done nothing to fix it. His idea of fixing it is pulling out of Guantanamo. Why? Because it's a place that, you know, that the terrorists use to recruit They're suicide bombers and what have you. However, with all the videos I think we've seen, I may be off, I've been off before, with all the videos or recruitment videos, whatever you want to call them that we've seen, have you seen any with pictures of Guantanamo in there? Have you seen any with pictures of Guantanamo prisoners? Because I haven't. Matter of fact, the last one I saw that showed all the nasties and why America is so bad had pictures of the Clintons, Obama, George W. But I didn't see anything about Guantanamo in there, anywhere. The arguments against far-flung American strategic commitment take many forms. So-called foreign policy realists, particularly the academic role, believe that the competing interests of states tend automatically towards the balance and require no statesmanlike action by the U.S. So they think common sense is going to prevail, right? Is that what they're saying? There's an old language of force in international politics. They believe it's become obsolete. That we no longer have to use power to get what we want. Man, you talk about a bunch of people that are not living in the real world. And we already know that a lot of those people on the far left, the progressive far left, they're not living in the real world. You know, perhaps the clever political scientists, complacent humanists. God. Give me easier words, will you? Spenglerian, declinists, right and left, neo. Come on, give me a break, will you? Can you give me a dictionary? Somebody look up these words and send them to me, will you? And simple doubters that the U.S. could do anything right or correct. Now, perhaps the president should concentrate on nation building at home while pressing abroad. Now, again, I want you to remember something. This was from 2013. Okay? No, seriously, I want you to think about this. It's from 2013 that they made this happen. So if the journalist was able to see this, if the people in control and in charge were able to see this, what happened? So let's look at history. You take a line from history. Let's learn what's happened in the past. All right, foreign policy is a political science field. It's an experiment. Okay, and sometimes it yields ugly results. Syria is a harbinger of things to come. Yeah, I want you to hear that. Syria is a harbinger. Why? How did a journalist figure this out? But the president can't. He goes on to say the dislocation, torture, and death have first afflicted the locals, but it will not end there. As incidents on Syria borders and rumors of the movement of chemical weapons suggest, a world in which the U.S. abandons its leadership will be a world of unrestricted self-help in which China sets the rules. Think about this. You're going to have China, Iran, and Russia as leading the Middle East and Europe. And we're going to be sitting on the sidelines. And if that doesn't scare you, there's something wrong with you. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Michael Housen joins me in the next hour. Don't go far. We're going to have a lot of fun when he shows up, if he shows up, when he shows up. Sometimes it's kind of hard. He falls asleep in his car, you know what I'm saying? So always a pleasure to have you on board. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Lots happening. Give me your email address. Right? I got stuff to send you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.